Harbor Beach marches down the field in 10 plays, covering 4 minutes and 41 seconds and 56 yards for the score and the two-point conversion. And now it's Harbor Beach 8-0 over the USA Patriots on their home turf.
That was an impressive drive. There was never a moment where you felt like they were going to turn it over. One third down, it was third and one. That was the only time they faced that situation. No fourth down opportunities. Big gains on first and second down. Sure makes life easy for the offense.
Kendall Gettner for Harbor Beach kicking this one off. It has a little bit of distance and the wind falls underneath it, brought in at the 19-yard line. And USA surges forward across the 30-yard line, brought down by Cody Brown on special teams. And the looks like number 24 was the returner, Hunter Bone.
You're absolutely right, Clark. Hunter Bone brings up decent field position for the Patriots. This drive's going to start at their own 34-yard line. Harbor Beach's defense comes onto the field. USA's offense now looking to probably slow things down a little bit, see if they can't put a lengthy drive together and get into the end zone and get back to all square.
Hunter Bone with a 15-yard return on the kickoff. First and 10 from the 34-yard line of USA, right to left across your radio in their home blue uniforms, white helmets with the emblazoned P on the right side only. Under center, Micah Kramer coming on the I formation. It's a handoff up the gap, and Harbor Beach shuts that one down right when it started and maybe gets out to the 35-yard line for a gain of one. The Josh Lang was on the run.
There's a whole bunch of Harbor Beach Pirates there on the tackle. Jacob Deere in on that tackle. Zach Schweitzer, all kinds of Harbor Beach defensive linemen in on that play. USA coming out in an I formation with one receiver out to the right. Number 13 of Harbor Beach, Mason Yon, going to be on one-on-one coverage. Shelkey's going to be your deep safety. I call him the center fielder. He's going to kind of keep an eye on the play. This time, USA is going to have two wide receivers.
Laying under center now throws the pass, and this one was intended for number 24, Hunter Bone, but a Harbor Beach receiver was almost closer to that one. That was Mason Yon, the cornerback for Harbor Beach. Falls incomplete, third down and nine.
Well, Micah Kramer missed an opportunity there for a nice gain and probably a first down. Just about an 8-yard slant. You go about 8 steps and then cut into the middle of the field, slant towards the center field. Micah Kramer unfortunately overthrows him. And as Clark mentioned, because of the overflow, Mason Yon playing soft coverage, that ball almost went into his arms. Hunter Bone actually knocked it down. Otherwise, it would have been an INT. Back to the wing T.
And it's a handoff. This one going through the B gap out to about the left side. It gets out to about the 38-yard line. Brought down by number 56, Justin Wischlager for Harbor Beach. And it's a gain of 3 yards on the play out to the 38-yard line. Fourth down and 6 to go.
Now, Harbor Beach's defense wins that series. It sure looks like USA is going to bring the punting unit on. Harbor Beach certainly expecting that as well. And early in this game, you got to believe they'll punt it away.
Fourth down and 6. Or USC, and they're going to have to punt this one away.
Josh Lang on that last carry went absolutely nowhere, just a couple short yards, and USA punting it away.
And Brendan Prime, the punter for USA, gets a big Patriot bounce, and it bounces inside, almost comes dead on the 20-yard line and flips the field big time for the USA Patriots as they give the ball back to Harbor Beach with 5:36 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leading 8-0. Or the USA Patriots.
Well, that's definitely not what you want to do if you're USA. Is the high-powered Harbor Beach offense, the more possessions they get, the higher they can run that score up. USA is going to have to find a way to get some first downs and keep Harbor Beach's defense on the field longer. But when you dial up pass on second down and 9 and it falls incomplete, that makes it tough for a team that likes to run the football. I like the play call, but Micah Kramer's got to hit that open receiver, and Harbor Beach is going to take over and slow it down a little bit themselves with the wing tee.
And it's a handoff to Tyler Burkhardt spinning through the line, and the USA defense plows him back. They say forward progress has him out to about the 23-yard line. Tackle made by Zach Fritz, the defensive end for USA, came through and lined him up and brought him back.
Yeah, Tyler Burkhardt was able to spin out of the first tacklers, but he spun right into the arms of Zach Fritz, the senior defensive lineman, and put a good hit on him. He's playing the left end. About 2-yard gain, maybe 3 for Harbor Beach, and doesn't take long, and they're back to spreading it out with two running backs keeping Shelkey company.
And Burkhardt left, Anderson to the right, Shelkey in the shotgun. He's going to keep it for himself. He has room to run. He has a lead block. He's out to the 35 at the 40 to nearly midfield and spun down and finally brought down in USA territory out to the 45-yard line. from the 23 of their own territory all the way to the 45 of USA. First down for the Pirates.
And Jeremy Pulaski's able to tackle him from behind, but there was a lot of green grass there for them to run through. USA putting seven guys, even eight in the box to try and slow down the running game, but that read option is enough to throw them off just a little bit, and Shelkey's got enough speed to blow right through the other side. And USA is lucky they're not down two scores after that last run.
Shelkey already has five carries for 72 yards and one score. This is a handoff to the fullback, Cole Anderson, out of the backfield. And he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. He's trying to go around the left end, but Jared Lang was there to bring him down. Defensive tackle for USA. Second down, no gain in the play, 10 to go from the 45. 8-0 Harbor Beach.
And Jared Lang doing a nice job on his side of the field as Cole Anderson tries to sneak through the line of scrimmage, is unable to. Jared Lang able to go down and tangle up those legs and drop them down for no gain. Second and 10 for Harbor Beach. And surprising to me, they're going to stay in the wing tee.
Shelkey under center, three-man backfield. And it's going to roll to his left, and it's a reverse. Coming around the right side is number 47, Robert Emming. And there's a fumble on the play as it falls backwards, but a white jersey is able to jump on it at the 38-yard line. But the officials are starting to signal, and well, we have an injured player out there as well, that he was down before the fumble happened for Robert Emming. So it's looking at about nine-yard gain. But we do have a player, USA player, down on the field. Number 3, Jared Lang, defensive tackle.
And I see why Coach Shelkey wanted to stay in that wing tee. Everybody knew James Shelkey was going to get the football there, and he did take it around the left side, but kicks it over to Emming, who doesn't always get a lot of carries on the reverse roll, and he had one guy to beat, and that USA Patriot was able to make the tackle and upending him, cartwheeling him head over heels. But when he hit the ground, that's when the ball come loose, so it's ruled down. I like the call there. And on the other side, away from the play, is number 3, Jared Lang. He's down on the field. Not sure if we can tell where the issue is. It sure looks like maybe they're looking at a leg injury of some kind.
And we will get the injury report for you as soon as we have it. Eli Caban from Sure, out there as a physical therapist and sports trainer, as well as Eastern here and Ambulance folks from the Harbor Beach sideline out there. No relation. Okay, maybe a little
maybe
relation.
A little
maybe
bit.
A little relation. Warren and Ryan and Ramsey out there as well. 3:49 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leading 8-0 over the USA Patriots. And on the field, injured, looks like to be okay, now sitting up would be Jared Lang, a senior for USA. And of course, Dave, it was almost exactly the 5-minute mark in the first quarter when Cooper Caulfield went down, when we were here broadcasting for the USA Patriots taking on Lakers.
Yeah, that was a scary deal because it didn't take long, and they were signaling for the ambulance to come on the field. It was almost an instant thing, and it looks like Jared Lang is up, and he seems to be walking off for the most part under his own power gingerly, but he's making his way to the sideline, and that's always a good sign.
So he comes off, third down and 2 to go after Robert Emming. Reverse fumble. They say he was down before the fumble happened, which would have, Harbor Beach would have been 2 yards back. But now they face a third down, about a yard and a half to go. Spread formation, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. 2-man backfield, running back on either side of Shelkey in the shotgun. Going to keep it for himself, rolling to his left, now cuts back inside. He's almost at the 30-yard line, and the blue jerseys start to pile him up at the 31-yard line. He needed 1 yard, he got 5. And he's brought down by Cade Ryerson, linebacker for USA, enough to move the chains. First and 10 from the USA 31-yard line.
Well, just watching that play, you can see why James Shelkey is having so much luck running the football around the left side. That offensive line on the left-hand side is pushing the defensive line of USA completely back. So when he takes that design quarterback run, the first place he does is come to the line of scrimmage and go to the left. And he's able to get a fresh set of downs. And I also want to note that Tyler Burkhart limped off on that play. That's yet another running back for Harbor Beach hitting the sideline. I didn't see who checked in, but my instinct tells me that was Nathan Seaman checking into the backfield. No, he checked in at wide receiver. Ryan Farmer was in the backfield.
And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach, their first of the half, with 3:11 left in the first quarter. It's USA 0, Harbor Beach with 8, and the ball back on their second drive of the night, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seawing. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one, with unbeatable deals, new or pre-owned.